Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're rolling out of bed this morning, some of you used me as your alarm, which is cool. Feel free to do that. If you're rolling out of bed this morning, you're waking up to the news that Pope Francis has died, age 88, 7:35 a.m. Italy time. So, but technically he died on what for them, because of the time zones, is Easter Monday. So search immediately beginning for his replacement, all kinds of speculation on that. But he has passed away hours, by the way, after he was seen. He came out briefly on the balcony to offer an Easter blessing, and then was wheeled back in. And after that, he passed. So recently hospitalized, very ill, overcame that, but ultimately appears weakened him to the point that he has passed. So very interesting. What, you know, the way that he ran the Catholic Church. I know as a Catholic, there has been a massive, I would say just break in even the influence of the Pope in America and on the church. Such a controversial figure. He's very rarely mentioned in homilies. It's just so divisive, and definitely oversaw, because of that division and quite frankly, alienation of any Catholic who wasn't really a Marxist, that the donations dried up. So he's not just leaving the Catholic Church sort of broken and American Catholics alienated, a lot of them anyway. He's also leaving it financially insolvent because the donations dried up. And because of that, they had to find new sources of money, leaving them, for the most recent fiscal year we have numbers for, we don't have the 24 numbers yet, $87 million in the hole. Because folks stopped writing checks. And I know for me personally, you can't really donate to the church because so much of that money, small amounts, end up siphoned off to Rome or to bishops' conferences or to groups that are doing illegal things in the human trafficking chain. Bishops' conferences under Francis making a lot of money as human traffickers. And they were. They were down in Mexico, and they were actively facilitating the journey up north, you know, acting essentially as coyotes used to. We used to arrest coyotes for that. Now you have Catholic organizations doing it under Francis. You saw evidence of that. J.D. Vance went to meet with him, in fact, over the weekend. And instead of talking about religious persecution and things like that, the Vatican was blasting away at Vance over the immigration policy. Apparently, the Vatican believes we should just open the border and let whoever wants to, you know, rape, murder, plunder to cross it with no questions asked. So, I don't know. I think the next pope is going to be more radical than this pope because of the way that he set the system up, including the cardinals. But to me as a Catholic, this pope seemed much more interested in furthering left-wing politics than he did in religion in any way. In fact, it almost seemed timed. I told my dad this on many occasions. It almost seemed he timed it so that every week there was some kind of pronouncement designed to drive anybody who wasn't a card-carrying left-winger out of the church. And he just did an absolute tremendous amount, I mean, just incalculable amount of damage to the church. To the point where, and it really hurt him this way too, it just didn't have a lot of influence in America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And that breakup really did start with the first Trump election, where Francis was staunchly anti-Trump, very political. The church defied him. Majority of Catholics voted for Trump. Gaffed Francis off. And I think that made Francis very angry. I think he has been angry at American Catholics for a very long time. And I think that he literally just burned with the rage and hatred of it to the point where he was just doing these things every week that weren't religious. Some of them were apostasies and breaking with the Catholic Church, its doctrine and its teaching, and then others just designed to alienate people. I think it made him very angry that American Catholics defied him. And if you're a Catholic, you know this. He is such a divisive figure, at least in this country, that churches have really divided along partisan lines. It's kind of known in town which are the conservative versus the liberal churches. And you go to church and he's persona non grata. He's not mentioned during the homily. He's not really a factor at all. I've heard his name. Weird to hear his name in church. I've heard his name recently because he was sick. I think there were some prayers for him. And that was odd. I'm just weird because you don't hear his name much in church. And that's to avoid offending people further. So I don't know. The mainstream media is playing this up big for Catholics. It's not what it could have been. He could have done a lot of different things. Dexter writes, as a fellow Catholic, I couldn't agree with you more about Francis. Yeah, and I truly believe he was trying to push people out of the church. I think he was trying to offend people. And again, I think that it was, he just grew angrier and angrier and angrier with the rebellion by American Catholics. And it just sort of snowballed down the hill with his, you know, increasing lack of influence. And he could clearly see the checks just fell off. They weren't coming. And if you're like me, the way the Catholic Church, the way it works is you donate to one organization, there's usually little siphons off to other organizations. They'll take a cut. Nothing bad. I mean, it might be 2% goes to Rome or something. You can't write a check anymore because you're afraid where it'll go. Then it'll be used in ways that are detrimental to the country. So you stop writing checks, Vatican's broke. Texter writes, is it Trump's fault the Pope died? I'm sure that's coming now. They will say Trump sent Vance to take out the Pope. What? No, I'm waiting for it. I thought of that. Texter writes, Tara, why are you then still Catholic? I'm not being ugly. Just curious. My basic answer would be they can't have it. No, he wants to wreck the church, make it a Marxist institution that's devoid of religion. He can't have it. They can't have it. They can't have it. Somebody's got to stay and fight. That's how I look at it. It's a love-hate relationship. It's kind of the same way I feel about the country. You could look at you know, Joe Biden, the horrible things that he did. I mean, horrible things he did. Funding Hamas, funding the Taliban, funding Iran, and say, well, that's horrible. Why don't you quit the United States? Well, I'm not quitting the United States. I love the United States. I'm going to stay and fight for it. Same with the church. You know why? I leave, they win. And I'm stubborn that way. And there's a lot of people like me inside the Catholic Church. That's why I remember the FBI attacked us. Remember the FBI sending undercover agents into the church to go after hardcore Catholics? Who were they? They were the rebels, those who rebelled against. And there's a very strong rebellion movement, rebelled against the Pope, traditionalist Catholics. And so you had even the FBI trying to crack down. It's actually, once you get into it, a very fascinating chapter. But the short answer is they can't have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.